This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to those sensitive Stanley. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. I've said it a million times, and it's the only way we win these battles. And you do it, it's really simple. You do it by getting informed and then pushing back on these lunatics. Okay? I mean, seriously. This is nuts the way this goes down. You want to check us out? Check it out, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com, where you can you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening there, a lot going on. A lot for you to get involved in, too. The, I'm working on it. where was I? Oh, yeah, so if you don't have the information you need, like today, all this information swirling around the Queen. I guarantee you, that she'll have died from some nefarious reason here soon. Not that I believe that that's how she died or what she died from or anything like that. They can't help themselves, some of these nut jobs. The D.C. mayor. Now, I want you to think about something. Time after time after time, the Democrats in these cities, governors in these cities, they've come out, they've chastised these Republican governors, Republican mayors, for not accepting the immigrants coming over the border. How heartless and cruel we are. And some of you guys claim to be Christians and you won't even open your doors to these people. But now when these people are faced with it, when the Democrat mayors are faced with it, Democrat governors are faced with it, all of a sudden it's a different animal now, isn't it? They're still calling the other ones heartless, and yet they're screaming about accepting these people in. Muriel Bowser, the Washington, D.C. mayor, she's now declared a public emergency for the metro area. This is a countermeasure to the governors of Arizona and Texas busing migrants to the national capital. Well, why not? It's the nation's capital that's pushing these people or allowing these people to come in. You should have to take care of them. With the emergency declaration, Bowser has the power to establish a new department, the Office of Migrant Services, which can provide up to $10 million worth of services to incoming migrants. She goes on to say, we're staying true to our D.C. values of building a system that will support a compassionate, consistent, well-coordinated response. Sure, we're going to spend more government money. 80% of it will go to, salaries. It'll blow it on stupid programs. Very little of it will get to the illegals. She said her office would also seek reimbursement from the federal government for investing the $10 million in migrant services. Yeah, I think she should get the same percentage that the other states get. Bupkis. As part of this process, D.C. officials will reportedly help displaced migrants. Move displaced. Why are they calling them displaced? Because they came up from Texas to their city? Is that why? They'll reportedly help displaced migrants move to destinations. Ready for this? Ready for this? Outside the metro area. We don't want them in D.C. We don't want them in downtown Washington. No. They're going to create a separate system to coordinate Washington's response. Now, since April, Governor Abbott and Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, both Republicans, ooh, nasty, nasty Republicans, they've bused thousands. Not enough. I mean, this should be a continual row. Right? Seriously. This should be a continual row of this happening. Right? Bus after bus after bus after bus. So, where are they dropping these people off? Let me see what the list says. Oh, got New York City, Chicago, Washington, D.C. Matter of fact, it looks like these guys are pushing them, are sending them to all the quote-unquote sanctuary cities. Right? So, these are, you know, the laws tend to protect immigration immigrants, especially the ones that enter the U.S. illegally. They won't let you deport them. They won't let you prosecute them. They won't adhere to the federal laws. They won't adhere to the federal warrants or what have you, subpoenas. Isn't that great? This is them. This is the same group that screamed that no one's above the law, well, except for them. If they don't want to, adhere to the law, they just simply don't. New York City Mayor Eric Adams and Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, even Bowser, all Democrats, they condemned Texas and Arizona governors, saying that it was a political stunt for them to send them to where they're at. Isn't that funny? No, seriously. How can you sit there and talk about how heartless these other governors are and mayors because they won't take care of the immigrants, yet we send them to you, and you don't want to take care of them either? Representative Brian Babin out of Texas, he said these big city mayors, they deserve a dose of reality. The states along the U.S. border, they've dealt with 150,000 unlawful crossings in about a year and a half. That's okay, though. That's acceptable. He said, he went on to say, I think whenever we get under the skin of these left-wing woke mayors, it's just fine. They need to be woke. They need to be woke in a different way. Instead of bad-mouthing Abbott, Babin said that Adams likes to bounce. Gas in New Jersey,
Wisconsin. Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Cedar, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Got to be part of the conversation. It's the only way we win, people. It really is. It's the only way we win is you're part of the conversation. Make sure you get your message across. Get out there. Tell people what you need, what you want. I very much do appreciate the time you spend. Okay. We're talking about how the whiners, the Democrat whiners and the governors and mayors of these cities are screaming at the governors of Texas and Florida, a few places, Arizona, Florida, and for sending the migrants or the illegals up to their cities. But these are the same people that have been screaming hey, you know, you governors need to stop complaining. That's what America is all about. We accept those. They can't, you know, they're having trouble in their home countries. That's what we do. But I guess not them. Right? No, really, it's not them. They don't want to do it. So I think it's hilarious. I think it's hilarious that you look at them, you look at what they're arguing about, you look at what they're having a problem with. And it's great. I'm sorry, but it is. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You guys are still hitting me up with the Queenie stuff. I think I'm kind of done with that, aren't you? And I don't mean that in a bad way. I really don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean, look, they're going to be talking about this for a week now. And I don't get it. Let's just... She's passed on. Let them do their mourning. Right? And then we'll talk about it. We'll talk about her. We'll talk about it. You guys remember the story from the other day, the coal miners that rescued the stranded motorist because her EV died. Now, in the real world, if you run out of gas because you're too much in a rush, too much in a hurry, not paying attention to put gas in it, then you push it, or somebody brings you a gas can, and bang, you put it in, you're ready to go. Not now. Not by any stretch of the imagination. Now, if your car, let's say, runs out of power, you're stuck. I mean, you probably have to buy one of those small generators. Now, I don't know enough about the cars to know what it would take to get it rolling again. So... this is what I find interesting. And matter of fact, I have no sympathy for the Dems in the coal business and the oil business and all that. You've done this to yourselves. You knew where your people stood. You knew what was going on. So the other day, in coal country, there's a picture of a bunch of West Virginia miners. They came across a car that was sitting on the side of the road. It died. It was a motorist from Washington, D.C. who was driving one of those battery-powered cars, and it broke down. And it broke down almost in front of a coal mine. Or, you know, the entrance to a coal mine. Now, again, one writer writes, some days are just better than others. He said, today at our mine off of a certain road, an electric car from D.C. ran out of battery. And it ran out right at the entrance to the mine itself, you know, where they drive in to make things happen. He said, someone called one of our foremen and told him the car was broke down. A car was broke down in the middle of our haul road. He went to investigate and found out they had indeed ran out of juice coming from D.C. to Davis for a getaway weekend. He then went back to the mine, got guys to push the car to the guard shack so they could plug it in to charge it. They couldn't pull it because it was plastic underneath. There was nothing to hook it to. So even if you have to do something with these cars, you can't. Because there's no way. I mean, again, you couldn't pull it. I would imagine you couldn't push it with a tow truck. So there's a picture of five coal miners pushing a battery car to the coal mine to charge it up. Hello? Is this thing on? Just to show you. I mean, listen. These guys are they're good-hearted people. I mean, seriously, they're good-hearted. I mean, because if I was them, I'm a turd. I would sit there and go, you need electricity? Yeah, well, you know, if you had a gas car, this wouldn't have happened. You know? And seriously, I'm glad that when they broke down where they could get some help. They weren't out in the middle of no man's land. But are the new tow trucks going to have, like, fast chargers on them? I don't even know if you can do that, if that's a thing. Like, you know how the batteries for your phones, as the years went on, right? You used to have to charge them all night long. Now you can, like, charge them for an hour and bang, they're back up and running at full charge. But, and the miners did try to pull the car. And they didn't realize it could have been a bad thing because it's all plastic underneath on the front end. So, nobody ever thinks about this, right? Now, a few hours later, there's a picture of them pulling away after they charged the car up enough. The miners gave the guy a gift. It said a friend of coal license plate. Right? Not going to happen. Come on, that's funny. You got to admit that that's funny. Here's one of those people, just not a problem. They got it covered. They got it handled. So, last week, and it hasn't been talked about much. Last week, Biden is saying that we should never let someone said that we should never let someone steal an election again. Let that sink in. So many noted when he said that, he went over it pretty quick. And it was a comment that he made at that Democrat rally. And Democrats actually repeatedly challenged the results of the presidential election in 2000. Remember? For years they did it, actually. They insisted that that election was stolen. Well, I guess by the Florida courts. So that whole hanging chat thing, all that crazy stuff. Now, 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, bad memory, sorry, the left has insisted that elections are safe and secure. So, why did Biden say that? Why did Biden say during a rally that Democrats have a plan to make sure no one ever steals an election again? So, Biden said if we elect two more senators, we keep the House of Democrats. We're going to get a lot of unfinished business. We're going to get done. Folks, look, I mean, he never finishes a sentence. He's worse than I am. He said, look, we'll codify Roe versus Wade. We'll ban assault weapons. Be careful. Joe Messina, your host, be back to talk more about this after the break.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Steve Bannon is being charged with money laundering, fraud, and conspiracy in his fundraising scheme to build a wall on the Mexican border. The White House strategist under ex-President Trump received a federal pardon from him at the end of his term. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Houston to speak to the National Baptist Convention's annual session. The event is expected to bring around 20,000 people to a downtown hotel. At least 700 illegal immigrants have died along the southern border this year. That's according to the Department of Homeland Security. Texas AG Ken Paxton blames the White House and their immigration policies, which he says are encouraging people to risk their lives. The NFL season kicks off Thursday night with the Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams hosting the Buffalo Bills. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Broke Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really the only way to do it. You hear me say this all the time. It's nothing new. And you get informed. You know, I've been accused of being, a Fox person, if you would. Although it shows you how ignorant they are. They have no idea that a lot of us have turned away from Fox. And not simply because they're not speaking the narrative we want them to, but they're just flat out not telling the truth. Now, there's a couple left on there that still are. But for the most part, they're not. Right? I mean, many of them have turned against not just Trump, but the party as a whole. And they only bring on squishy Republicans that they know that they can somehow manipulate, if you would. And that's just, it's just flat out not acceptable. It's not right, it's not acceptable. And it's not something that I'm really interested in harping on for long periods of time, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we got about 60 days left before the election. I got to ask you, what are you doing for your local electeds? What are you doing for the locals that are running for school board, water board, city council that you know would do a good job? You know that need to be elected / reelected. What are you doing for them? And that's where it all starts, though. A lot of this starts there at home. Right in your own backyard. A lot of these people go from, water board to school board. They jump into local state assemblies, state senate, and then on to the federal government from there. That, it really is that simple. For us to sit back and wait for others to do something, for us to sit back and say, well, I elected them, they should go, that's it, we're done. That's wrong. And you deserve what you get at that point in time. when you get these people elected, when you fight hard for an elected official to get them on, again, a school board, a water board, city council, wherever you're getting them, then you need to be there. Hold your feet to the fire, number one. If they need your help. Because a lot of times, the way they vote and or the way things turn out is because they don't have any support. Now, if you want them to be able to do something, if you want them to be able to make something happen, then you got to get there and you got to support them and you got to call, maybe even call them. Yes, if your school board, water board, or city council member won't get back to you, that's a problem. Now, sometimes it happens to me. I get so many calls. Then what I end up having to do is I end up having to go, okay, look, I can't catch all of these. And I miss one or I miss two. You just keep poking till you get somebody to call you back. But don't let them off the hook. Stay with it. Seriously. And again, once you get them, give them the support they need. Help them get through the issues they need to get through. And hold your feet to the fire. Like I said, it's just kind of crazy when I hear about the stuff that's going on, and then you get mad at the elected official, yet you left him hanging in the wind. You left her hanging in the wind. It's just not right. All right, there's so much going on. I don't even know where to start. I love the one with I love the one with President Biden. You know, if you think about it, some of the speeches, some of the stuff he's been talking about as of late, it's not about the American people. Right? You're either for big government or democracy. You can't be for both. Now, this is Joey B. Tom Del Vaccaro was on the show the other night, sent me a piece that he wrote. You know, Biden joined a long list of politicians and authoritarians all through history who demonized their opposition. But they only do it when stuff goes sour for them, when it goes bad for them. It's always somebody else's fault. Remember, I call the Democrat Party, they're the party of non-responsibility. These people don't take responsibility for anything that they do wrong. Nothing is their fault. Now, the political currency of socialists, it's always been, it is and has always been, to push class warfare, scare voters into relinquishing their rights. Biden's no different. They'll have you all in chains. Remember that line of his? Right? I mean, think about it. Talks about rich Republicans. The man has been in public service his whole life, pretty much. And he's got four multi-million dollar homes. How does that happen? The Dems would never question that, would they? Four multi-million dollar homes. Now, he's standing in front of Independence Hall, the birthplace of the world's greatest experiment. Right? And what was the experiment? These guys threw off the chains of government. They threw off dictatorship. And he stood there after his polarized federal police force raided an ex-president's home, and he talks about democracy. Right? When you think about the massive power, what the FBI did, how does he sit there and talk like that? Right? So again, how they deal with things. I've said it. I'm to the point where I say there's two tiers of the law. There's not. There's multi-tiers. And they are at the top tier, in their mind. I am not saying in reality. In their mind, they're at the top tier. They decide what's right. They decide what's wrong. They decide what applies to them and what applies to other people in the country. And the country grew and became stronger. The mere fact that whether you were a president, a senator, a congressman, or the local dog washer, the law all applied the same way. And that doesn't seem to hold true anymore. Larry out of Washington. Larry, thanks for calling the show.
Joe, I remember in the first days of the pandemic, when everything was closed, I used to drive around, and oddly enough, and this is not to sound morbid or anything, but for some reason I started visiting cemeteries in my local communities around me, quite broad, to appreciate the history. And then I would call you, and all I have to say in my phone is call the Joe Messina Show, and bang, there you were.
That's scary.
And I thought, I know. I appreciate your love for America and the human spirit. And so now you're talking a little bit about what I think is the double standard thing that I keep hearing. And the one that keeps slapping me in the face is about the, I just pulled up next to a car that's got a dog looking at me out the window. How you doing, man? I wish I could reach you with a dog biscuit. You're a good looking dog. Anyway, the thing about the mandatory vaccination that they're asking for this tennis player to participate in this, you know, World Cup, whatever it was, tennis, and he couldn't come to play, maybe it was Wimbledon, or no, whatever it is, to America, American Open, probably, because he wasn't vaccinated, yet we have these tens of thousands of illegal immigrants coming over the border that don't meet that criteria. I mean, how blatant does this have to be in our face before we say, wait just one darn moment, and go ahead.
No, I have nothing to say. It makes for bad radio because you're exactly right. You're 100% right on. We don't, not only do we know they're not vaccinated, but we're releasing them into the United States without really knowing where they're at. That's even scarier than anything else.
Yes, and just today on talk radio, I listen to it all the time, and mostly on the right side, and you're familiar with all of them. And they're talking about the invasion, and today they spoke about the invasion of the Chinese into our colleges as students and whatnot. And so, but the other thing is the invasion of the Chinese, and anybody that hates America is coming across the borders. And when you talk about China and you talk about fentanyl and how they're destroying our culture.
Larry, thanks for calling the show. We're up against a hard break. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. I really appreciate you, sir.
Thanks. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules.
For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great, like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, just get engaged. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And it's how we make a difference. Look, these parents that are taking over school boards across the country, right, you look at them, you look at what they got going on. And that's because they figured out what the process was, they learned what the process was. And what do? They followed it. They were able to, you know, to crack the process, make it work for them. And it was great. And they're making the difference. And they're making changes. And they're making people crazy. Well, making a lot crazy. I don't see, you know, it's really funny to me. I don't see any reason, any at all, why school boards have to be filled with educators. I think it's probably one of the worst things you can do. You don't want the school board to be all educators. Because you have a whole administrative staff of educators. Right? The people in charge of HR and operations and business, all educators. Why would you want the board to be? And now you have it is not a cross-section of the community. It doesn't reflect the community. So you have to think about it in that light. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, hey, look. You've got to think about these things. You've got to think about when you're in your little local community, how do they get these seats? Right? How do they get into these places when you think you live in a fairly conservative community? Not, I don't need it over top conservative, but you believe yourself to be living in a fairly conservative community, and then the next thing you know they're putting the Planned Parenthood signs up in your high school, and you're like, how'd that happen? I don't get it. Just stop it. Stop taking things for granted. Stop thinking just because you voted in a conservative, everything's going to be fine. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's have some other. I love the crazy stories. Crazy stories are what make me happy. When college is threatening criminal charges for conservatives who are tabling. I don't even know what is tabling. On campus. Now, Campus Reformed grabbed a video that showed Sandra Moya. She's at the at Lone Star College. She is an event reservations coordinator. She accused Stephen McGee, Leadership Institute field representative, and Alina Smiley of Turning Point USA field rep, of violating campus policy by operating an unregistered recruitment table. Now, the pair originally set up the table inside during the college's organization fair. They relocated outside after being asked to leave the space. Now, all of a sudden, the school asked them to move outside, and then the school told them they weren't allowed to operate outside. And this is perfect. The college went on to say that they welcome people exercising their First Amendment rights, will ensure that this does not happen again. Well, it's too late. The event is over. It's another year before it happens again. Right? And then I thought it was a great question asked by one of the young kids. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm the old man. They're the young kids. Is that they would they be training staff to make sure that staff did not make this mistake again? Isn't that what happens all the time? If I use the wrong pronoun, what's going to happen? You're going to send me to retraining camp or something, right? Seriously. All college personnel routinely undergo training to ensure that they are compliant with board policies, he said. Right. Except in this case. According to McGee, Moyer refused to provide the exact policy that the pair allegedly violated. So it's like saying, okay, what law am I breaking? Give me a statute. Give me a number. Give me something to work with. Now, these kids were in the middle of a meeting when they were told they had to leave. So we just barged in and said, hey, you're not supposed to be here. You got to go. That's just not cool. And you know it wasn't true. They didn't have to go anywhere. At least I don't buy that they had to go anywhere for a minute. Smiley confirmed that the incident alleged that Moy confronted the two for 45 minutes to an hour. Yet in all that time, couldn't find the policy. Didn't pull it up, didn't show it to them. So with the police, the campus police, we got to call it campus police. They sided with the administration and threatened to press criminal charges if they didn't abide by Moy's request. So there was no law, they couldn't produce a law, they couldn't produce a policy, and yet still threatened to arrest them. This is how the communists work. They make up the laws as they go. They pull one out that has nothing to do with what they're doing and then threaten to arrest you over it. And then on top of all of that, the officer claimed that they were being confrontational and that's why they were being detained. No, they were pushing back and saying, show me the law. All I want to do is see the law. You show me the law, we're good. Couldn't do it. What would you do? What do you do? When they're sitting there and telling you that you're out of compliance, you can't be here, well, why are they here? Show me the rule. Show me the law. Show me the policy. Later in the day, Moyer sent Smiley an explanation obtained by campus reform, alleging that the two had violated the event scheduling and room reservation policy. Policy requires that sponsors register with Moyer prior to reserving campus space or room for events. Now, in the email, Moyer claims the linked policies are for reserving a room or table on campus, but nothing in the policy talks about setting up tables. Nothing in there. Mario Castillo, Chief Operating Officer, General Counsel of the Lone Star College System, clarified a smiling email obtained by Campus Reform that the accusations have been a mistake. So all this went down. They lost an hour to 2 hours of getting people to sign up. They were detained by the police, which made it look bad. And yet, we got the wrong policy. We're sorry. Okay, no harm, no foul. You're fine. We're fine. Everything's fine. I would be all over this. And I would be lawsuit all over this. I don't care whether it's private money or public money or what have you. These people have to start paying for these stupid mistakes that they make. This is just wrong. It's extremely wrong. And we let them get away with it. Because we don't push back. It's yesterday's news. It's over and done with. Not cool. And then you get the same thing on another, George Mason University. Another incident where pro-abortion individuals were really harassing pro-life individuals. Right? Students for Life. I've actually met with these people. They're good people. They want to deter the group's ability to recruit, members into their club. It's just amazing. They came up to the table. They started taking stuff off the table. In the middle of an argument, one of the kids looked at one of the pro-abortionists who took stuff and said, "Wait a minute, you can't take that. You're stealing our stuff. You're stealing our property." And you know what? At first, the school wouldn't do anything about it. Think about that. Now, the individual who took all this stuff away said, "I'm throwing it away because you're taking away a woman's right to choose." See, this is how they twist things. Or maybe they're just sick enough to really believe it. I don't know. You have to help me. Simply mentioning that there are other alternatives somehow takes away a woman's right to choose. Can somebody help me understand? I can't understand this. I can't smoke enough dope to understand this. So the individual justified it because, again, let me see. I have to get rid of this material because you might cause somebody to think, and then they might not have the abortion that they want to have, and that's taking her right away to choose. No. That's untwisting the brainwashing knot. Anyway, it's why you need to be teaching your kids to be stronger. It's why you need to be working this. It's why you need to be part of the solution. Right? It just amazes me how many parents I talk to in the course of a week that will tell me your son or daughter stopped doing something because they didn't want the aggravation. What are you teaching them? I got to ask. I know some of you get mad at me when I do this, but what are you teaching them? Are you teaching them to persevere? Are you teaching them to win? Are you teaching them to do what they have to do to maintain their freedom? What are you teaching them? 855. 855-732-5563. That's 855-732-5563. 855-732-5563. Give me a call. Give me a holler. Let me know how you feel. We're going to do some of the, I was going to do college campus crazies, but let's stick with the social media stuff. It's crazy enough to keep us going for days. And I mean days. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network. Come on back. Got a lot more I want to talk about.